as you would have heard in our news this morning, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said what happened at North and South Kerry camps is absolutely unacceptable. He says there's a continual need to get a number of psychiatrists recruited for these services as harm was done. This comes a day after the HSE boss Bernard Laster apologised for the failures in the service after a review of North Kerry camps found over 200 children were at risk of potential harm, and there are ongoing issues that need to be sorted out with the service. As part of that effort by the government, the Minister for State Responsibility for Mental Health, Mary Butler, has spent the last day or so in Kerry meeting with families, meeting with the CAMHS teams on the ground, and meeting as well with members of the HSE South Forum, the Kerry members of that grouping. And Minister Butler is with me in our Tralee studio this morning. Good morning to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Thank you.
You'd obviously echo the comments of Taoiseach Micheál Martin on this. What happened really wasn't good enough for the people of Kerry.
I think, Gerry, everybody will agree that comments even like it's not good enough doesn't even cut it. I received the report the weekend before last. I spent the weekend reading it. Very, very difficult reading. I had been involved prior, as you will remember, because you would have interviewed me during the Maskey report. And I suppose at the time red flags were raised in relation to North Kerry, and we moved quickly, working myself and working with the chief exec of the CHO at the time, who was Michael Fitzgerald. We moved very, very quickly to put in place a look back. And when you read the report, it's very, very stark. For me especially, I suppose there was three standouts for me. First going down, it was the amount of children with intellectual disabilities, 32 out of 35. The only supports offered to them and their parents was medication. Also, I suppose, in relation to parents not being consulted at any stage during the excessive levels of medication that were prescribed to their young people. And I suppose, thirdly, it was the fact that the levels of medication prescribed were double what would be standard practice, and in some instances higher than that even. So very, very hard reading, and I felt it was really important when I received the report that I would turn this around as quickly as possible, because families have been waiting a long time. So I brought it to Cabinet on Wednesday of this week. Cabinet normally sits on Tuesday. This week it was Wednesday. Brought it to Cabinet on Wednesday afternoon. Got sign off from Cabinet and published it that evening. But my first thoughts were always that the parents would receive the report before they heard what was in it from media. No disrespect to media, but I just felt it was so important that parents got it first. So I arranged with several meetings with the local HSE here, and with Julie O'Neill, the IHA, and with Dr. Andy Phillips, who is the regional executive officer of this complete area, Cork and Kerry. After several meetings, we arranged that it would go out. The parents got it on Wednesday morning, and I arrived here yesterday morning. I then based myself in the Manor West Hotel. I just a shout out to all the staff there. They were so good to me. We had a conference room and I started from there. And I met families. I met four families at first for up to 2 hours.
And what did they say to you, the families?
The families, it was absolutely devastating. I'm absolutely heartbroken from them. I'm devastated for the children, the young people and their families who experienced serious deficits of care. But what they spoke about was the strain it had put on individual families, the strain it put on relationships, the strain between various siblings, brothers and sisters in the families. Their living experience, because they're still living this, and they're living it this morning, they lived it yesterday, and they'll live it tomorrow. The personality changes they saw in their children because of the medication, the excessive medication. Children being socially isolated, no longer having friends. Children not leaving their rooms. Children missing school, extensive. One parent told me their child missed 99 days of school in third year, for example, and 45 half days. Very, very difficult listening. And I'm a mother myself, Gerry. I personally felt this very, very deeply. I had a child myself in the care of camps for 2 years, a few years back. And I could empathise with the parents so much. They were very open. They were very respectful. There was a lot of tears shed. And it was 2 hours that I really respected them for coming to me, speaking to me so openly. And it was just harrowing is the only way I could describe it.
What did they ask you? What do they want now from the government?
Okay, so we spoke about different things. So we spoke, I suppose I explained about the additional supports that have been put in place since Maskey, since 2022. So the CAMHS team that I met yesterday, for example, is completely different to what families experienced from 2022 back. Like, so the amount of additional staff now, so there's 40 teams working in CAMHS in Kerry now. They're the two highest funded teams in the whole country, actually. 20 staff in South Kerry, 20 staff in North Kerry. I have some positive news today in relation to, we've been a long, long time trying to recruit a consultant for Kerry South. Since 2014, that post is vacant. And I was advised yesterday afternoon by the IHA, the Integrated Health Area Manager, Julie O'Neill, that contracts have been signed after 12 years for a permanent consultant in Kerry South. So that is a positive breakthrough that, you know, it really is after 12 years. So what they spoke to me about was the fact that there wasn't a permanent consultant in North Kerry. They spoke about the fact that there is a consultant in place, but we're using telemedicine, I suppose, is what we call it. So the consultant is in Kerry 1 week out of four, and for the other 3 weeks, he's online. Now, I actually spoke to him yesterday online, and we discussed several issues in relation to supports at the moment, because I felt it was important to meet the team yesterday. They're there, there was young people there was parents there, and it was business as usual. And that's really important to say for any person who's out there who has a child who needs the support of CAMHS, that it is business as usual. It's a very good service in place now. The recommendations in the report will all be implemented, but the majority of them are already implemented, because the majority of them were in the Maskey. But specifically to your question, so we spoke about two things. One parent spoke to me, and I don't want to identify the person, but one parent spoke to me about the fact that some other siblings in the family who've had the exact same issues, who were medicated, fell outside the scope of the North Kerry review. So as we know, what we looked at in the North Kerry review, any young people, and there was 374 cases were reviewed, who were on the books, I suppose, whose files were open at that time in November 2022. So they asked me in relation to that, and would there be a further look back? And there will be a further look back. So during the week, I met with three physicians. So I would have met with the assistant chief medical officer in Ireland, Dr. Philip Dodd. I would met with Dr. Amanda Burke, who is the clinical lead for CAMHS across the whole country. And I would have met with Dr. Amir Niazi, who is the clinical lead for clinical programs in mental health. And my simple question to them was, is there a clinical risk still here in Kerry? After the files were looked at, the 374 cases were reviewed, is there a clinical risk? And they told me there was. So that means that we have to do a further look back. But what I want to do this time is I want to be more targeted in the look back. So we have identified already about 310 cases, targeting the files where a child has an intellectual disability, or where a child was prescribed antipsychotic medication, or children who received high dose psychotropic medication during their care and treatment. From the two reports, so the Maskey and the North Kerry report, there's a kind of a common denominator there that approximately 45% of children were not medicated who attended over the last 10 or so years, even longer. And in order to try and put some closure on this once and for all, and to try and move forward and deliver services that are fit for purpose, which we are doing now, we're going to do this in a more focused, structured way. So we won't review files of children who weren't medicated this time, for example. And so there was 10 consultant psychiatrists who have been doing this work over the last 3 years, and I apologise for the length of time it took, but it was the most thorough examination. The 10 consultants were still doing their clinical work every day. So this was additional work they were doing when they were reviewing files. They met 68 times over that whole period. And any decision made on one individual file, so to determine whether children were potential for major harm or potential for moderate harm or for minor harm, five consultants made that decision in unison. It wasn't one perfect person. And I think that's really, really important. So we're going to hopefully employ the same 10 consultants again to continue on with this work, and I hope to have it concluded within 12 months. A much more targeted approach. The other aspect.
Can I just ask you, can you even make good on the promise or the recommendation in the report for 4 lead psychiatrists for Kerry CAMHS?
Yes.
Is that possible?
It is
with
possible.
The recruitment issues you've experienced.
So the situation at the moment is for the entire Kerry, there's 3.7 whole-time equivalent posts in place. So we're currently funding 3.7 clinicians. That service has been delivered by 7 consultant psychiatrists. So consultant psychiatrists have been really good to split their caseload from other areas to provide a service here in Kerry. So that's the first point. So what the report recommended, that there would be 3 consultant psychiatrists for 3 CAMHS teams, and there would be a further team with intellectual disabilities. That team is fully funded up to 9 posts. I have fully funded that. Recruitment is underway. It takes about 12 months to stand up a full team, Gerry, you know, to get the multidisciplinary team that you need. So that will bring us to 3 teams. And I have got a guarantee yesterday from the team, the HSE here at a local level, and from the REO. I have got a guarantee from them that they will move to a 3rd team because, you know, the catchment here in Kerry is very big.
Yeah. Okay, it is. Can I ask you about accountability? Did any of the families ask you about that yesterday? And the question I have on it is, for the people, the person or people who are responsible for this failure, will there be any accountability on their behalf?
So the family spoke at length about accountability. They also spoke about, some of them spoke that they felt they were validated because they knew something was wrong and people weren't listening to them. So in direct response, and Bernard Gloucester, the chief exec of the HSE, as you know, issued a public apology yesterday on behalf of the HSE. He was on the 6-1 News. I spoke to him last night after, and he has confirmed that a referral has been made to the medical council by the HSE in relation to a clinician. That clinician has undertaken has been given not to practice, and my understanding is that that person has not practiced over the last 3 years. I can't comment further.
I'm not asking you for names, I'm asking you for what exactly happened. And it's easy to look for a head and heads have to roll, but somewhere in between there has to be something done, because the fear would be that things will be improved, promises will be made, this will never happen again. But if there isn't any real consequences for the disastrous failures and the negligence that was involved and the mistakes that were made, then can you really prevent this from happening again?
Well,
I believe
if there's not accountability, people won't be able to move on. And it is important that we allow the process with the medical council, that it progresses. But I would like to see it progress in a timely manner. And I spoke to the health minister, Minister Jennifer Carr McNeill, in relation to this week, about the process and the length of time the medical council takes for, you know, referrals such as this.
Reviews
in relation to that. We also spoke about, I suppose it comes down to a fitness to practice. That's really what we're looking at. And I have to, as Minister for Mental Health, a role I'm in with 6 years, a role I love, I have to build I have to build CAMHS here in Kerry from the bottom up. I have to build CAMHS all over the country, because, you know, we have to make sure that people and families, when they come to CAMHS, that they feel that they're confident that they will get the best possible service for their children. And I currently believe that that's happening here in Kerry at the moment.
Okay. Why did this happen, Minister? Why was this allowed to happen? The reason I ask that question is because there's a fear here in Kerry. Mm. We're on the periphery. We're on the edge. We're far away from Dublin. We're not at the centre of things. And when it comes to the health service in general, as I'm sure you're aware over the last number of years, mental health is well down the line of priorities in terms of funding and in terms of attention, and has been. The reason why things are the way they are is because that was allowed to persist. But you add to that then, is Kerry at the end of the line in terms of the mental health funding? What do you say to people who are fearful that that's the situation and this is the reason why it was done? We're last on the list.
I would say there's probably areas in the country that feel they have been last on the list for a while, but since I've taken over in 2020, Kerry are no longer last on the list, no more than Donegal are, no more than Waterford are. We would have, you know, we would have had that perception over many years that the main cities would have got a lot of the resources. And from whence I've come in to this post, I was very, very clear about the postcode lottery and how important it is that you have, regardless of where you're living, that you get the service that you need, such as close to home as possible, like what it says in Sláintecare. So, for example, this year alone, I have funded for Kerry a crisis resolution team and a solace cafe. And what I have moved to very much so in this year's budget is a crisis response for people who are in crisis, suicide ideation, self-harm. That team will be the sixth team in Ireland. There's already five in place. It will be the sixth team in Ireland at a cost of 1.3 million in recurring funding. I have increased the funding to Kerry, so there's a 45 additional staff funded for Kerry, for mental health, since the Maskey report. As I've said, the two CAMHS teams are the highest staffed CAMHS teams in the entire country now. We normally average 12, 13 on a team. There are 20 on both teams. I fund Jigsaw. My budget funds Jigsaw. I would have put in place the Youth Advocacy Services, YAP, as we'll know it. I came down to Tralee a couple of years ago to launch that. And I have managed to increase the mental health budget personally from doing six budgets by 57% countrywide in the last six budgets, but we were coming from a low base. You've asked me the reason why I feel what happened. There certainly was a huge lack of governance. There certainly was that oversight that should have been there, wasn't there. And when I initiated the Mental Health Commission to do an audit of all CAMHS teams after Maskey, all 76 CAMHS teams, and the HSE did an independent report, we learned at that time that an awful lot of CAMHS teams across the country, and still to this day, are working in isolation, they're working in silos, and they're not using the learnings and best practices from other teams. Last year, I visited in person 21 teams across the country to try and build confidence in the system, to meet staff. Morale is very low across some CAMHS teams.
I can imagine it is.
Morale
and
is very, very
why
low.
It is.
And like, you know what's lost here as well? Like last year, for example, there was 225,000 appointments issued to young people across all of Ireland from CAMHS teams. So, you know, there's a huge amount of work being done every day of the week, but parents need to have confidence in the supports that are being provided.
Okay, let me ask you this, Minister. Is your government struggling to deal with the whole area of disability services? The reason I ask that is because obviously South Kerry and North Kerry CAMHS, we learned this week the total mismanagement and miscommunication of changes to special needs assistance in schools. We saw the instance as well of a letter sent out by the HSE to the mother of an adult child with disabilities who was at the end of her tether, having to drop her off at an A&E because she had no other option to deal with her behavioural disabilities, and she was being lectured by a HSE official on her responsibility as a parent. I've had parents call this programme over the years, wondering what will happen to their adult children when they die. Is your government failing these people?
Just before I move on to that question, Gerry, do you mind, and I'm conscious of your time, do you mind if I just touch on the compensation scheme for 1 second?
Okay, yes.
I just want to say it's my intention to extend the non-adversarial compensation scheme we have already in place following the South Kerry review. I've got the go-ahead from my Cabinet colleagues on Wednesday afternoon. We're going to do very, very similar in relation to the compensation scheme. I met Keith Rowles yesterday, who's a solicitor who acts for a huge amount of the various families, and he actually said to me it's a fantastic scheme the way it works, and I just want parents to know that that will be extended, and I hope to have the final details in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm happy to come on at that stage to discuss it with you. In relation to what you have spoken about, adult children, disability services, so the whole focus, the main focus, I suppose, on the programme for government that I was involved with drafting with my colleague here in Kerry, Minister Norma Foley, the main focus of that is in relation to disabilities. An additional €620 million was provided in the disability budget for this year to provide more respite, to provide more step-down services. It is very, very challenging. challenging. I was the Minister for Older People for 4.5 years. I met numerous families, parents in their 60s and 70s and even in their 80s, who had adult dependent children, sometimes with Down syndrome, in their 40s. And their only worry was what would happen when they die. And that's an issue that we have to get to grips with. The Taoiseach announced actually in the Dáil this week that he's going to have a sub-cabinet meeting on disability every month. But the focus of the next sub-cabinet meeting on disability will be specifically in relation to those adult dependents with intellectual disabilities, Down syndrome, living at home with parents, to know what will their future be when their parents are no longer able to care for them. I also heard my colleague, a minister, Derek Leary, speak this morning that he has opened now to public consultation in relation to an additional payment for those living at home, for those living in their own communities who have a disability, because we all recognise that it is a very significant additional cost. And
following pushback after controversial measures were put out there that were going to review those payments and perhaps cut them again. Concern amongst the people.
Yeah, there was additional payments, I suppose, because of inflation in the last couple of years, but they were one-off payments. What we're looking at now, because it is a five-year term of government, but what we want to move to very, very quickly in the next budget is an additional payment, but it's a ring-fenced additional payment. You won't have it. Once you get it, you will keep it, and it'll be permanent additional payment for people living with disabilities.
Okay, Minister, can I ask you finally, there has been calls from several people, including Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly, for the scan service to be open for Kerry. Can you give us any confirmation that that will happen, that we will get the Clinical Nurse Specialist Suicide Crisis Assessment and Mental Health Team?
Well, can I say one thing? You have five TDs in Kerry, two of my colleagues, Minister and Minister of State, and My colleague Michael Call and Michael Danny Healy Ray and Pat Daly as well, and of course Norma, and they have been consistently, all of them, talking to me about additional scan nurses. So I have good news this morning. I have also funded two scan nurses because they work in pairs together for Kerry. And what a scan nurse is, they're suicide crisis nurses, and they specifically work with the GP. So when a person presents to a GP, who is normally the first port of call when you're unwell, when you present there, the GP will be able to refer you to a suicide crisis nurse in relation to whether you're suicidal, whether you're self-harming. We have, I was able to fund 12 suicide crisis nurses this year, scan nurses we call them, and two of them for Kerry. So I'm delighted to announce that today. So a new mental health with intellectual disabilities team, 9 staff, a new crisis resolution team, 10 staff, plus a crisis cafe, and then these two additional scan nurses. So can I just reassure people here in Kerry?
When will they be in place?
So we'll have to recruit the nurses, but hopefully they'll be in place by the summer.
Okay. All right, Minister, we're going to have to leave it there. We're over time, but thanks for taking the time to talk to me on the programme about that this morning. We'll follow up on the compensation scheme too, but thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much for your time.
Minister Mary Butler there, Minister for State, Department of Health, with responsibility for mental health.